ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Now, usually, normally, when I give a lecture, I chant two special mantras. Trinadapi Sunichena, Taradiva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. I chant that mantra because that is the mood of how one should pray. That is the mood of how one should approach God. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that meekness and humility, this is what attracts God's attention. He doesn't care if you're man or woman, black, white, Indian, Chilean, Americano, young or old, rich or poor, these things mean nothing to him. But if anyone approaches him in meekness and humility, that attracts his attention. So Lord Chaitanya says, when we pray, when we come to the temple, when we chant Japa, the mood of meekness and humility must be there. Then, the nature of this material world is that there are bound to be upheavals. There's bound to be dualities. We're not going to get our way. We're not going to always be successful. So we have to be tolerant. And the most difficult thing to be tolerant is the biting words of our own relatives. That's usually the hardest ones. If you have an enemy and they shoot arrows, you can accept. But when your own relatives and family members speak harshly or bite you with their words, that's very difficult to accept. But Lord Chaitanya tells us, tolerate. He gives the example of the tree, the hot sun, the cold wind. The tree simply tolerates. And at the same time, the tree gives shelter to others. People come and take the fruits, the flowers, the leaves. You never hear the tree protest. It doesn't ask you for anything in return. It just gives and gives and gives. So Lord Chaitanya says, more tolerant than a tree. Oh my God. More tolerant. So then Lord Chaitanya says, you should be ready to give everyone respect because God is in their heart. And then don't worry, don't be concerned. Nobody's praising me, nobody's noticing me. Lord Chaitanya says, don't worry about that. If you can do those four things, you can easily chant. Then I always chant, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. This is the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, confusion, hypocrisy. So there's only one real religion in this age of Kali. That religion, the name of God. Why do we chant this Hare Krishna mantra. We chant this Maha Mantra for many reasons. One, I just said, it is the only real religious path in this age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of God. Another reason, actually, there are seven benefits of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Seven benefits. Just like when you make an investment, you want some return. So someone may say, why should I chant Hare Krishna? What's in it for me? Lord Chaitanya says seven things. Number one, it cleans your heart. What do I need my heart clean? Because my heart is filled with lust, anger, greed. And those of you who know Bhagavad Gita, those are the three gates leading to hell. Lust, kaam, krodh, lobh. Right? Did I say that right? Lust, anger, and greed are the three gates. You can go to hell easy. So this Maha Mantra gets rid of all that from your heart. You keep chanting, gradually lust, anger, and greed become out of your heart. And as lust, anger, and greed go, you start to feel better. Yesterday I was very sick. I was suffering all day. Then, towards the end of the night, started to feel a little better because all this stuff came out of my body from everywhere. The bed was soaked with sweat, and I was going to El Baño 108 times throughout the day yesterday. This morning I felt a little better. I was telling Ranjit, if I had to do the program last night, it would have been disaster. But today, you see, I'm in good mood, right? Yes. So, when your heart is clean, you feel nice. You feel light. That's just the first installment. The second benediction is that gradually material existence disappears. You all know in the Bhagavad Gita, material existence. Manakshashtan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Those who know Bhagavad Gita, your daughter might know this verse. You know this verse? 15:7. Material existence simply means struggling. And what's the biggest struggle? The mind. That's the biggest struggle. Dealing with the mind. So all this, chanting the Maha Mantra, gradually material existence dissolves. And what replaces it? Spiritual existence. You've all seen, either in your own experience, or you've seen on videos or movies, one saintly person. Why does that saintly person look so nice? Because he's living in spiritual existence. So, what's the third thing? Let's see now. Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarnam. The third benefit, there are two phases of the moon, waxing and waning. So everybody likes Ashirvad, right? Everybody wants Ashirvad. So this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, you can have Ashirvad anytime. Because Lord Chaitanya is saying, this chanting is a waxing moon of auspiciousness. Ashirvad means, please, give me auspiciousness. I also want auspiciousness. I'm not any different. Everybody does. You'd be a fool not to want it. So I can have auspiciousness anytime, provided I have my beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Just as the wife is the better half of the husband, not bitter. Where are all the husbands? They're missing out. Yeah, I guess so. Yes, you do. Thank you. Oh, me? Okay. Better half. So just as the wife is the better half, this chanting is the wife, life and soul. Like the wife is the life and soul of the husband. He may not admit it, but actually the wife is the life and soul of the husband. I know for me, I'd be the first to admit it. My wife is my life and soul. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Thank you. So this chanting is the wife and life and soul of what? Transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is a very special thing. Transcendental knowledge begins with what book? Who can tell me? Yes, Bhagavad Gita. Especially what chapter? Your daughter kept saying yesterday. No. Where does it begin? Second. Yesterday your daughter kept saying, in the car and all throughout. Second chapter, second chapter, second chapter. I listen. That's what I do. I listen. So yes, transcendental knowledge begins with that second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Begins. That's why you maybe didn't hear the word begin. Yes, 12th and 15th. Actually, all of them. But it begins, Krishna begins from chapter 2. When Arjuna surrenders. And then Krishna begins. So, and then transcendental knowledge proceeds through Srimad Bhagavatam. These two books, well, that's coming up. So, Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Now, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The next benediction of chanting. There's an ocean, but not salt water. An ocean of bliss. And that ocean of bliss is increasing. And all you need, poquito, pequeña, poquito, poquito, drop. How do you say drop in Spanish? Cota? Go? Thank you. I got to start bringing my bell with me when I come to Santiago. You've heard me. No, I have that school bell. Those who have seen my classes in L.A., they know. And it's approved by the GBC. Ding. So it's a good thing I'm recording this. So because I listen back to all of this. I listen back to every lecture I do so that I know, that was dumb. Don't do that again. And then my wife also listens and she'll say, Prabhuji, why did you say that nonsense? Why you talk like that? So then my wife says something, I'll get yes, thank you, okay. But sometimes she has to tell me 2, 3, 4 times. Because thick. So, there's an ocean of bliss ever increasing. Yes, come to the head of the class. This way you're closer to the Ashirvad. There's an ocean of transcendental bliss You just need in the Sanskrit Bindu, right? Like there's a famous lake, Bindu Sarovara. Because when Kardama Muni was doing his austerities and Lord Vishnu came to him, when Lord Vishnu blessed him that he would get his wife Devahuti, and then Vishnu said, and I will also become your son. And the Lord was leaving with Garuda. The Lord had so much affection for Kardama, he shed a tear. And that tear fell in that lake, Bindu Sarovara. Have any one of you been there to that lake, Bindu? You've been there. I don't know exactly where it is. Bindu Sarovara. Okay, very good. That's a holy place. So there's this ocean of bliss. It's there for you by chanting this Maha Mantra. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadang Purna Amrita Swadhanam. Step by step, with each chant, with each name, what's happening? You're getting the taste of the full nectar. Like you like lassi, mango lassi, and you have so many other nice Indian drinks. But there is this full nectar. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about three kinds of sukha, three kinds of happiness. Happiness in goodness, passion, ignorancia. You understand everything. Good. So, this full nectar is beyond this happiness of the material world. It's transcendental. It never goes away. It's always increasing. And also, Purna Amrita Aswadanam Sarvatma Snapanam, the last benediction. Sarvatma Snapanam. On a hot day, you come home, what do you want to do? Take a nice shower, nice bath. You've been working hard all day, get sweaty, right? If you have a pool, let's go to the pool. You feel good. Or you take a shower, you come out, you feel refreshed. Chanting refreshes the soul. It makes the soul come refreshed. And I have personal experience. Time after time, my mind is disturbed. I'm confused. I'm depressed. I'm angry. That happens to me too. But then I say, time out. Close my door. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And within a few minutes, Sonrisa, yes? Nice. So these are seven benefits. So if somebody asks, why do we chant Hare Krishna? I've just given you eight reasons why you should chant Hare Krishna. And I could go on for eight more hours, but I'm not going to. That was one of your questions, right? Are you satisfied with my answer? It's okay? Oh, okay. Because when they say okay, it's like, yeah, it's okay. All right. So now we will do one song. Everybody chant japa while I pick the song. Oh, I know what to do. Keep going. Don't stop now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Uno más. Drummer. Are you, okay, you need a chair? All right. You're comfortable there? Play strong. I need you. This is my band member, Rakesh Swami. All right. I'm dedicating this song. Let's see. You. Krishna just told me to meet, and you, I know, see, Krishna is perfect. Krishna just told me you, and then I remembered what you said yesterday, so it's perfect. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord. Wanna see you someday. I'd like to be with you. So if I wanna see you, Lord, I must be your devotee. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, I know that I should go to you. Let my love just flow to you. But all I ever show you, Lord, I surrender all too slow. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord. So let me try to hear you, to see you I must hear from you. So let me have a thousand ears, and perhaps I can get near. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, really wanna serve you, though I don't deserve you. Really wanna serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Are you ready? Everybody chant. Wait. Hare. Come on. All right, Rakesh. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Keep singing. You can call him Allah. Call him Buddha. Call him Jehovah. Call him Adonai. Even say Christo. My Lord Christo, say in the name of the Lord, it's all the same to me. One more time. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, ah sweet Lord. All right, talking about my Lord. Rakesh, you made that song. Without you, it would not have been as good. And you guys did excellent with the singing. Give yourselves a hand. You did really good.